Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Time to grow strong marriages, and lucky we've got the man to help us. It's Pastor Phil Ayres from Kingdom City.
Phil, how are you going?
Hey guys, great to be here with you. Great to be here. What an amazing, exciting moment of about to have the mask taken off. That's
I know.
That's
days away.
Oh,
days.
I am.
Come on.
Well, because I've had COVID, so for me now with the mask, I'm like, what's the point of me wearing a mask?
Yeah, yeah.
You've already got it.
I've already had it. Can't pass it on.
So true.
Anyway, so it's awesome. It's exciting, and you know, hope it goes really well.
Now, all right.
Today we're talking about why a wedding, and I guess some of the traditions around weddings.
Yep.
Because I've often thought, you know, let's go back biblical times. What did they do? It wasn't like a huge ceremony where they had all these people gather around. Surely not. Like, we're talking Garden of Eden. There wasn't even that many people to fill the congregation. So at some point, it's changed into what we do here in the Western world.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I've had so many conversations with people who kind of think, well, why do you even have to worry about getting married, having a wedding, you know? Surely that's just something that someone's invented, and they feel kind of controlled and constrained with that. But it's interesting, most cultures on the planet have some formal, if you like, transition from the position of singleness into the position of being married. And there's a number of reasons for that, and really good reasons why that should be considered as a part of the journey of an individual and a couple, and some really funny traditions. Like, I think we have some really great traditions, but in other cultures, it's sometimes the opposite. So, for example, we wait for the bride, and some have to wait longer than others. I've had some grooms standing at the you know, the altar and sweating, like, is she going to come? And I've just reassured them, yeah, look, I spoke. Pretty sure that wasn't a plane she was in. I'm pretty sure that was the car.
She had her passport. I don't know why.
On the way to the wedding. No, so, and we have the throwing of the boat. Like, in other cultures, though, Eastern cultures, they wait for the groom.
Really?
Which I'm sure a lot of men would just absolutely love. But, so they wait. In biblical culture, they waited for the groom. The origin of the idea of waiting, it was the bride got herself ready and beautiful and prepared, and her bridesmaids and her people, and they waited for the entry of the groom, and there was a massive fanfare. In fact, New Testament, the writing of the New Testament is written with that kind of culture in mind, which is amazing. But there's other amazing traditions, like we throw the bouquet, and you know, in our culture, throw the bouquet, and the single girl, or you know, catches the lady.
I'm next.
And this, you know, obviously superstition and things in that, but in Finnish culture, look, let's get real. Finnish culture is, I think, the ultimate culture.
Okay.
They throw the bathroom broom.
What?
I mean, come on. The bath broom.
I've heard the jumping over the broom.
You know
I've
what
heard
I'm
about
saying?
That.
The bathroom.
Nah, don't
broom.
Mess around with any fancy stuff. Let's get real. Let's get into the the bath broom.
There are lots of things around weddings as well, because people can get caught up. Like, it's so expensive.
Yes.
Why would you spend all this money on it?
Absolutely. The average wedding in Australia, they tell me, is just under $30,000.
Wow.
To spend $27,000. And that's a huge amount of money. But people need to know that that is nothing to do with the requirement of a wedding.
Yep.
You can be married for literally, you know, less than $100 or, you know, depending on the person marrying you. If you're part of a local church, many local churches will take their people through a preparation, and then the minister will marry them. That actually doesn't have to be a cost. Mm. It's you as a couple who determine the level of cost. And so I say to people, don't be intimidated by the quote, you know, amount of money required.
Yeah.
That's all in some ways an imposed pressure that's not essential to the making of your vows before God and becoming a couple married.
And whatever you set as a budget, just know you're going to blow it.
Yes.
Oh, it still hurts.
Just don't set a budget, then you can't blow it.
The big question, why not just live together, Phil?
Mm.
What's the answer to that one?
Well, we've already talked about that there's always been in every culture some formal exchange and transition from singleness to married, to a marriage and to being wed as a couple. And I think you've got to understand the history of weddings, that it's not been the society like we're in at the moment, a free, wealthy, and you know, we might say, well, we're not that wealthy, but compared to the history of humanity and the way things functioned, a wedding was a change of economic thing for families, for, you know, for the individuals involved. You know, in terms of politics and government, you know, sometimes weddings were taking place that actually secured allegiances and stuff. So it wasn't always a love wedding that took place in history. There was lots and lots of needs. But the one thing that was clear was there was always a formal transition. And the reason for that is so that everyone, the couple and people in their world, knew the boundary and respected the boundary of this couple being devoted and given to each other.
So would you say it's more like a weight? It carries more weight when you do it in the public. Is that the whole reason?
I think so. I think there's a number of reasons. Number one, I think an official wedding ceremony, when you have a wedding and a ceremony that where you have a formal engagement and a transition, you're more committed. When you make a public declaration, you're very much more committed to the following through of that than you are. The weight of that is far more than just, oh, well, let's just, you know, hook up, see how it goes. It's not really a commitment. That's really a let's taste and see. Let's sort of check it out. And that's not – so marriage is built. Weddings are the creation of an intentionality, a commitment to the person, because the surrounding framework of marriage, which God honours, is deep personal commitment to each other.
Mm. So what are the benefits of – this formal wedding ceremony as opposed to...
Okay, well, it demonstrates my commitment to the other person. When I make public vows, they're harder to break than private vows. It ensures a sense of inclusion in the sense of this extended family. You know, it's very difficult when a young person says, I'm just going to get together with this person. I'm not including my family. I'm not including community. This is just between us. A marriage is never just between two people. It is always the connecting of more than just that couple. It's the connecting of their families. It's a journey. When they have children, the grandparents who will follow and so on. And it creates a natural transition from your family of origin to the new spouse and giving them priority. That's why the New Testament and the Old Testament in the Bible says a man will leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. And that wedding ceremony is the break point and the launch into this new state of being a couple married.
Brilliant.
I love that. So, go get married.
Well, pick the right person.
If you've been holding off, go on.
There are T's and C's here.
Go on,
find a random person.
If you're on the train, the person to your right.
Yep.
No.
Oh, no. That would become a TV show. Be careful.
That's strangers on a train. Thank you so much.
No. Phil, thank you.
Phil Ayres from Kingdom City. Thank you so much.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.